had made the grave. I believed we finally found our way. The peace and love had come to set us free. Sister, brother, live in harmony.
Listening to some of my music, again, like we always do at 7 a.m. at WMFO. So this is Allie from Groupie Chats, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this first song is St. Elmo's Fire by Brian Eno. If it wants to load. There we go.
Tired. We had walked and we had scrambled through the moors and through the briars, through the endless blue meanders in the blue August moon. In the cool August moon. Over the nights and through the fires, we went surging down the wires, through the towns and on the highways, through the storms in all their thundering. The blue August moon, in the cool August moon. Then we rested in a desert where the sun, and we saw St. Elmo's fire spitting ions in the ether. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Again, it's me, Allie. Welcome to Groupie Chats. Today, I have a couple of things that I really want to talk about. And that's a bad transition from music into talking, but I don't really care considering it's like 7:14 a.m. and I am definitely uncaffeinated and definitely like getting sick, right? That's how it is. But anyways, what I was saying is that I have things to talk about, and the things I want to talk about are like, okay, so I'm an SMFA student. I'm dual degree. I go back and forth. Yesterday I had a crit in this class that I'm in called kinetic sculpture, right? The way that these things work is you go and you show your art and people give you feedback, right? Yay, this is a good thing. I enjoy getting good feedback. I enjoy when people care about my art, because I don't really care about my art. I'm just making random things and having fun with it, right? So the project that I made like this pinhole camera, and there's a film spool in it. It continuously like rolls, and I did a performance in front of it where I was like standing in flashing lights. Like, great. It doesn't actually matter what I did. The point was that my professor, who's this like little short white straight man, right? First of all, you don't get a lot of those at art school. Like, there's a good number of them in there, and you know about all of them, but you don't really get like a ton of them who are also good artists. And that was my first mistake. My first mistake was just taking the class, right? My second mistake was showing it and being like, oh, the final project is like this physical object that I'm making. Because then he goes up to me. My professor goes up to me during the crit. He doesn't go up to me. I'm standing up there in front of the entire class. I'm going second, so it's like literally 9:30 in the morning. And again, I am caffeinated, but I am getting sick, so I was feeling horrible, really. And I go up there and I present my thing and I explain it and I pass around these rolls of film. My professor looks at them, he looks at me, he goes, what if you did this in front of a police station? And I'm like, why would I ever do this in front of a police station? And he goes, well, what if I was like, and I didn't know how to put that in a nice way, right? So I went, well, I just think that the ambient light wouldn't really work with a camera like this, where it's like so, like, it's done in a very, like, messy way, right? Great. And he goes, what if you just lied to people and told them you did it in front of the police station? First of all, why does my art have to be in front of a police station? Why does art have to be in front of a police station? Second, I am a, like, little white passing girl, right? I'm half Chinese. I have no right to be making art in front of a police station in general right now. Like, that is not my place. Third of all, why would I then go and say that I made my art in front of a police station if I didn't actually? So then, just to prove his point, my professor went up to me and was like, Allie, if I gave you a cup of water and told you it was the Pope's tears, what would you do? You would believe me. That's incredible. And I was like, bruh, what is happening right now? I've been tempted to swear so many times while telling this story, but what I'm saying is lesson number two, straight white men who are short think that all art should be political, when there is a time and place for that, obviously, but my art is definitely not the time and place for that. And I've probably ranted about this to so many people over the past few days, but I guess if you have other terrible art professor stories, call in, tell me. I'm not gonna say the name of this one publicly and put him on blast. I might decide to later, just because review boards are coming up and I don't want you to deal with that, but just know that he is applying to be a full-time professor, and I am going to tap into like my inner angry white woman, right, and write him a horrible course evaluation. Like, a horrible course evaluation. It's gonna be terrible. Anyways, now I'm gonna go back to music. The last song that I played was by Yellow Magic Orchestra. I wish I could tell you what the song was called, but unfortunately I can't, because they change all their names to Japanese and I don't speak Japanese. like, genuinely, unfortunately. If you want that song, though, send it to text me or something, and I'll send it to you. But this next song is Always Full of Love, because I'm not full of love for this silly little professor, but I am full of love for Bjork.
Yeah.
Okay. So those last two songs were All Is Full of Love by Bjork, and then David Byrne and Yola Tengo playing Who Has Seen the Wind, which is a cover of a Yoko Ono song from the Yoko Ono tribute album last year that came out called Ocean Child Songs of Yoko Ono. I'm just gonna say it, the album sucks, it's horrible, but this one song for some reason really, really hits. This one song is so good. I've been listening to it on repeat. I don't actually know if it's like that good, but I really, really like it, and I can't stop listening to it, and it makes my silly little brain go, oh, that's a good song. So yeah, anyways, the next song we're gonna be listening to is Love More by the Fiona Apple cover, because it's really, really good, and like Fiona Apple and Sharon Van Etten brain mesh is just like, ooh, insane. So this song is insane and very, very good, and I'm excited for you guys to hear it if you haven't heard it before. Well, I'm excited for you guys to listen to it. I am so tired that I am rambling nonsensically, so I'm just gonna stop, and this is Love More by Sharon Van Etten and Fiona Apple.
She said the words she said left out over into the sky where I'll soon fly. And she took the time to believe in, to believe in what she said. Love.
Okay, and so that was Wondering by Shushu. If I ever do groupie chats the way it is meant to be done, which means that I groupie for a band, I would groupie for Shushu. I don't know if anyone can tell. I don't plan these shows. I come in, I sit at my little WMFO chair, and I cue my little songs, and I make them up as I go. And sometimes it works, and sometimes it's a bit of a mess, like today. But if I ever plan a show again, it will be a proper Groupie Chats one. I don't really have it in me to plan shows anymore. But what I do have it in me to do is remember to read the PSA that I'm supposed to read. So this one is on seatbelt safety. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Wow, that phrase, never give up until they buckle up. Really, just let that sit with you for a second. Go to safecar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Well, thank me for that little PSA, for remembering to do that little PSA. And yeah. Anyways, again, the last two songs I played were the Fiona Apple cover of Love More by Sharon Van Etten and Wondering by Shushu. Wondering is like, you know how there's just like stereotypical, oh, I listen to electronic music songs. That's one of them. That one and I Love the Valley. So, yeah, it's kind of, anyways, I had something else to say. Oh, okay, what I had to say, sorry, I like am the most scatterbrained person in the world, if you haven't, noticed, was that last night I did as any, like, little music lover did, right? I went to the microphone show at the Crystal Ballroom in the Somerville Theater, right? So Florist opened up, right? That was great. And then I went to the bathroom. I went to the show with my friend Jill. Jill has a WMFO show as well, so listen to hers if you go on the schedule and look. I have no idea when it is. I think it's like Sundays at 2 p.m. or something like that. Yeah, but so I went to this show with Jill. We walk to the bathrooms. No line for the women's restroom, right? No line. The line for the men's restroom, up the stairs. I don't know if you've been to the Somerville Theater before. Up out the bathroom door, all the way, like, through the hallway to past the other two, like, movie theater stations and up the stairs. Literally only at Tufts Microphones concert would there be a line up the stairs for the men's restroom. This is probably the one and only time I will see a line for the men's restroom longer than the line for the women's restroom. There was also no line for the all-gender bathroom, in case anyone was curious about that. So I don't really know. It's fun to be reminded that every person at Tufts is as stereotypical as you think they are. And I say this being an art student wearing all black who just played Shushu, right? Everyone is as stereotypical as you think they are. Everyone. That is why all the men here dress in their little beanies and their little Carhartt pants and their little graphic t-shirts, right? And they go to a Microphones concert and they stand in line up the stairs waiting to go to the bathroom. Anyways, this next song is Nothing at All by Perfume Genius. Very, very fun.
Down to a single beat. house and I'll just tear it down and I'll wear it like a ribbon. Get it? I got what you want, babe. I got what you need, son. I got what you want, babe. I got what you need, son. I got what you want, babe. I got what you need, son. I got what you want, babe. I got what you need, son. Nothing. Nothing at all.
I close my eyes and I
Everyone, me talking again, unsurprisingly. So that last song that I played was, well, I played two songs. I played XCXOplex by AG Cook and Charlie XCX, and then I played Undying just by AG Cook. I figured that even though I'm not doing groupie jets properly, it doesn't mean I still can't, you know, be a groupie, right? So please don't demote me. But anyways, what I was saying is AG Cook, most late artists past 2 years, is that embarrassing? I don't know. Does it prove, though, that I am the stereotype that I was talking about before? Absolutely. Absolutely. Completely 100%. Anyways, the next song that I'm gonna play is called Heaven by The Blaze. The Blaze was this group, and they wanted to be filmmakers, right? But no one would hire them. So they were like, okay, we want to make music videos. What if we made music and then made music videos for our music? And so they did that. The music video for this song, it's called Heaven, is really great. It's so beautiful. And you should check it out if you like the song. And even if you don't like the song, because they wanted to be filmmakers first. So anyways, this is Heaven by The Blaze.
Surrender. not, it's my chance for life, yeah, maybe. It's not, it's my chance for life, yeah, maybe. Maybe, maybe, maybe. It's not, it's my chance for life, yeah, maybe. Maybe, maybe. It's not, it's my chance for life.
That last song was Not Much of a Life by Salem. Again, this is Allie from Groupie Chats, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I will be here next week, hopefully. I wasn't here last week. I will hopefully be here next week. Today's gonna be a good day. It's sunny. It's really windy, but it's sunny. Last night I went on the swings by Harleston. If you have time, I highly recommend. I didn't stop laughing for literally half an hour, and I think people thought I was, like, genuinely batshit insane. So we're working on that. Anyways, I hope that you all have a great Tuesday. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week, hopefully.